this week we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. It's this week we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is August 30th, 2018. Welcome to Geeks Next Door, the only place where you can get two Daves, a Ryan, Chris, and A-Dubs, but there's no A-Dubs today. So what's happening, guys? How are you doing tonight?
Good. Great. Good. Hope tomorrow's Friday.
It is Friday tomorrow, and it's also the last day of August, which basically means the last day of summer. So how did you guys like your summer?
It was busy.
Is it the last day of summer? That's too bad. Although, well, it doesn't really matter if it's still hot tomorrow.
Technically, but you know, August is a theoretical end of summer. Summer vacation ends basically in a few days. It's the weekend, so yeah.
Yeah, everyone says summer dies on August 31st. So
much like your virginity.
Yeah.
Dies on August 1st.
I mean, it's about time, right? I mean,
yeah.
So yeah,
we've been saying that for years, and it hasn't happened yet. But one of these.
One of these August 30th is going to happen. So yeah, what's the highlight of your summer so far? What has been the highlight? What have you taken out of that was like, oh, this was super fun, I did this and I enjoyed it?
I don't know if it's like the same thing as like kids have, where it's like, oh man, because you don't have 3 months off of school to just do fun stuff. So it's probably a bunch of little things like, hey, you know, went to the pool, went up north or something like that. So it's just a bunch of little things that we did that was fun. Yeah, I can't. There's nothing that I could say like this is the definitive best thing that happened all summer, because that's not how it works when you're an adult anymore.
But it can be. Like, usually during summer, because the kids are off, generally, you know, when they get older, that means that you also take some extra time off usually, because just out of necessity. Or it means that you plan big trips around it, or you know what I mean? I know what you're saying, where it's not a huge thing, but I think it can still be pretty big. And let's be honest, it's the only 3 months we get that in Minnesota that's it's not snowing, so it's nice.
True.
That is true. No, it's not. Minnesota has pretty great weather.
You must be thinking of California, my friend.
No, I don't like hot weather all the time. I don't like sun all the time. The last 4 days have been pretty awesome.
Right. I'll remember that when it's like February 3rd and you guys got to drive through 16 feet of snow and you're like, God damn it, fuck this noise.
It's never the snow I complain about. It's people who are from here who don't know how, in the course of 8 months, forgot how to do the thing that they were designed to do.
It's all the same. It all rolls into the same.
They're stupid.
That's what I said. It all rolls into the same.
They're all stupid.
Minnesota winters suck. That's exactly what we're all agreeing on. Okay.
No, well, because Ryan doesn't suck, and he forgets how to drive in the snow.
I'm good in the snow, except for when my car tires are really bald, and then it doesn't matter about skill. There's physics involved, and you can't move.
But what was I just saying? I was saying it's all about people being dumb and forgetting how to do stuff. You're smart, but you forgot to make sure your tires were appropriate for the weather that you're going to drive in.
I actually was trying to time it to make it last as long as possible to like keep the old ones on.
Do you think
I overtimed it?
Beat the entire planet of Earth.
Yeah, give it time. I got that.
It's just going to defeat the whole planet and be like, I'm better than the planet. You can't beat the planet, Rand.
Yes, you can. I think you can. You can beat the planet. You just got to put your mind to it. You can do anything if you put your mind to it.
You can hack the planet.
That's true.
You can't beat the planet. There's no beat the planet. No, hack the planet. So, yeah, a bunch of little things. Like, went swimming a lot. You know, went up north for a little while in various times. But this summer, yeah, it went by fast. It feels like it went by fast, but I think that's time when you're older, too. Because you have more things to do, which fills up the time, which makes it feel faster. Yeah.
You know, timey-wimey stuff.
Yes, timey-wimey.
Yeah, I can't think of a major, singular event. But I had lots of... It was a good summer.
Why was it a good summer, then, if you can't point to anything in particular? No, I can think of what several... What makes you say, it was a good summer, even though you can't really point to anything?
No, I can point to many things.
Well, point to them, then. Point to something and be... Dave pointed to, like, two things.
I'm trying. I just can't get a word in edgewise with the moderator here, just, like, you know, filling me in.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to complete a sentence, and not it's not working when I'm completing a sentence.
It's just in case Chris has a recording issue where it's just he doesn't want Ryan talking the whole time.
That's a good point. That is a good point. So some of the things that I was thinking about is, like, we went on a lot of bike rides, which I enjoyed. We did a lot of, like, impromptu throw the fishing rods in the car and drive to, like, a dock on a lake nearby and just do some fishing. So there's, like, a couple of those, and none of them were in particular big events. We did some, you know, we played soccer. Like, the kids played soccer, and I played soccer. And the kids watched soccer. And that was fun. State Fair was fun. We went camping, and we went to my parents' cabin, like, once or something, and we went fishing some places. We went... So basically a lot of little individual weekend-y type things that were all good. Makes for a good summer.
Alrighty, then.
Oh, look at Chris. Look at that, Chris. You know what he's doing.
For me,
let's play his game. What about you, Dave?
Hey, I just don't want to be accused of interrupting anybody, so I'm going to stay out of it until you need me. All right.
For me, California was an epic trip. It was good. I was not annoyed by the in-laws until the very end, so that's always good when you're spending that amount of time together with family. So that was epic. I've enjoyed more of the discussions around the shed building because I have not been able to assist over the last month and a half as much as I probably wish I could. But at least I've been involved with the discussions. So, and when you're doing a project with friends, that is fun.
Especially if you like supervising. If you like knowing all the answers but not doing any of the work, it's been just, like, perfect, right?
Yes. So now I will turn it over to Chris, who is patiently waiting for us to be done so he doesn't interrupt us.
Okay. Yeah, no, my highlight has been hanging out with friends on weekends. I've gotten to do that more because building shed things is fun, and when people come over and hang out with you, especially people you don't get to see very often, it's enjoyable. There's no tangible product complete yet, but it was every single time I did it, I had fun. So, the end.
Cool. It's pretty tangible, man. There's some significant, like, structure going on. You know, like, it may not be, like, complete, but, like, people wouldn't go and be, oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah, it's, like, there. I haven't seen the roof yet. Did you put the shingles on?
What?
Where were you?
Are the shingles on?
Yes, there are shingles on.
Ryan,
I haven't seen the shingles because
there's pictures of everything, dude.
I don't go on Facebook all the time, you know. So I might not have seen them.
Okay, well, what did you not enjoy about the summers? Anything that, like, that you're like, God damn it, I could do without that? Now I'll get you started. For me, it's Minnesota construction. Especially this year seems really bad. Construction on roads has been epically bad. I understand they got to get all done basically in the summer months or spring months or fall months, but it's been ridiculous this year.
You would think that they would get better at coordinating. Like, why do they spread these projects out amongst 5 years if they would just concentrate and do the whole project at once? I just never understood that. You know, because in their days, like, they're just not working there, they're working somewhere else. I mean, seriously.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
It does seem like construction always takes forever, which is annoying. Yeah, the bugs is a traditional summer grievance, but I would say this year the bugs have been pretty good, like mosquito wise. Like I would say it's like a super good mosquito year. It feels like it to me. I don't know why, but it seems like there hasn't been many mosquitoes.
Is that a negative?
No, that's a conversation piece related to negatives.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
That's a negative turned into a
positive. You want me to play stay online on track?
No, no, no. I was just hoping. I was like maybe Ryan has some sort of like pro bug agenda he's trying to put on us and stuff like that.
No, no.
So he was saying it's a negative that we didn't have bugs and stuff like that, but he came at it in a real subtle way.
I can't think of any terrible negatives at this
point. Yeah, I don't think there was anything so crazily negative. I mean, it was sad that Dave was never here for about 7 months of the year.
That's true. There was a lot of Tuesday nights that were missing a person.
Right.
Especially recently.
Yeah. It was all like Canada took Adam, and then Adam has to go to school for some reason and sleep. That was sad. That was some sad news. So
I feel like we should be playing like really morbid songs right now. Like not Death of a Salesman, it's Death of an A-Dubs.
Oof, that's sad.
He'll be good. He'll be rejuvenated from getting a little rest tonight.
He's dead? Alright. Okay, cool.
He passed.
Adam
that's why
dead.
He's no longer
long live
he passed.
Adam.
Go summer. Alright, well besides summer, what else is going on in the news to this week here?
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy is officially put on hold.
Yep.
What does that
mean? I don't know. They were supposed to start production here January, February, but now because they're having difficulty finding a director that will take over the helm, you know, maybe a minor protest in regards to James Gunn, they're having a little bit of difficulty, and so they've just kind of stopped and told people don't start pre-production and we'll just push out the timeline. And I mean, I think they were looking at a 2020 release, and now with everything being put on hold, who knows when it's going to happen. They're thinking maybe Taika Waititi, who did Thor Ragnarok, might be able to step in, or they might look at the people who did Infinity War, see if they want to do it since they have experience directing the Guardians crew already. So, but they all are currently wrapped up in other projects. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think that protesters have any chance of changing the situation?
No, Disney already met and said no.
Yeah, but.
Not coming back.
Like, every single one of the characters from that film signed a letter saying, hey, we support James Gunn. I mean, if every single one of them found a way out of their contract, I'm pretty sure they might reevaluate it in some way. Especially given the fact that it was only done by a fringe right group that wanted something to happen here. So,
well, right. and the actual Marvel production people tried to get Gunn back, but Disney had the final over say, and they're just like, nope, can't do it.
But that's
our
thing.
Our politics don't allow this yet.
Lots of protests start with that, where there's someone hard set in their way, and then they protest and they change. So I'm not saying it's likely or it will, but maybe it's possible, and it kind of that seems like it would solve a lot of their problems.
Yep, I agree. I mean, let's be honest. Who is making this decision? Is it the board? Is it one douchebag board member? And then if eventually they're like, listen, we're losing money here by pushing everything back. We're losing a lot of money. Why are we keep doing this when there's so much universal support for this guy? I can see it changing too, unless there's just somebody super stubborn and annoying.
Right.
Because did the mouse come out and say it? Like, it was Mickey? Mm-hmm. Was like, fuck this guy. This is fuck him. I hate him. Or was it just somebody in the... I don't know.
Well, Mickey says it
is
Minnie
Mouse.
Well, I guess Minnie kind of,
she wears pants in that relationship.
She doesn't have power. Everybody knows that.
I don't know the dynamics there. That's funny.
Yeah, and so that's put on hold, but they are going to go ahead with, as we predicted, the Connors will be back with John Goodman saying that he will be mopey and sad because his wife has just died.
You think they're going to do death? I don't know if they'll do death.
Nope, he actually said
Goodman it. Goodman said they are.
Yeah, but he might have just said that. Like, well, she's dead to me. Because can you imagine, like, when their ratings are down and all of a sudden they're like, she's back? You know, that would be huge for them. Like, I don't know. I know what he said. He said, yeah, but I can easily see it something... You know, you can twist those words pretty easily. Like, oh, well, she was dead to me because she slept with my brother.
Yeah. She slept with his brother?
I don't know. Death just seems too easy. It just seems like too easy. Like, do something more creative with it. Unless you just so hate the person that you refuse to ever
love. What if you do, like, a super complicated death?
Like, she goes like back to her home planet?
Yeah.
The only thing about non-death options is that you, for most of them, you would kind of have like a sub-theme of waiting for them or to come back or, you know, trying to get them back or trying to reach them, which if you know you never want her back, would make for some like dead-end storylines.
Yeah, but be creative. Like, she does some Ambien and joins ISIS and then she never sees her again. That's fine. I mean, there you
go. She goes across the street to her neighbors and...
But then if she joined ISIS, she'd be trying to seek her out, be like sending like Twitter emails to the ISIS, like @Roseanne@ISIS, and like, please come back.
But you could do that. You don't need her on set for that, right?
Yeah, that's true. But then it never pans out. I guess that'd be fine. It'd be funny, I guess.
I would actually be surprised if she never makes another appearance, honestly. If they're going to have this show... And even if it goes on for, like, if they're in season two and it's a lull, I would be surprised if they're not like, let's bring her back for some reason. Even if it's like a flashback or something like that, I'd be surprised.
Because isn't that channel a Disney-owned channel as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
so.
It's just,
if they're taking these hard stances.
Yeah, I think but what we just talked about, the hard stances. It might also be like some 89-year-old dude that's on the board that is eventually going to die, and then because he's the one who hates everybody who's black and stuff, so yeah.
I don't know. People do love professionally be offended, though. They love to be offended by things.
Hey, question. You guys noticed all the acorns this year?
Okay.
No.
Amber was telling me about this. You may not notice it unless you're in a situation like myself where there's a oak tree that happens to like be over the room I'm in. So when the wind blows, I hear noises and like... And it's been kind of crazy this year. And apparently there's this phenomenon where it's not completely explained, where oak trees produce like 10 times more acorns than normal. And... The thinking is, and they do it, they like somehow communicate this, and they all do it in the same year. So there's some weird shit going on, some like happening stuff. And then the reason they suspect it happens is that the squirrel population is related to how much food there is, which is how many acorns there are. But then the squirrels eat all the shit. So the trees, as a way to be able to spread their seeds, periodically have this boom of acorns where they produce way more. So that the squirrel population doesn't have time to, like, boom in response. So that there's just more freaking nuts that can fall on the ground and turn into oak trees. It's pretty fucking crazy. I didn't know that shit about oak trees and acorns.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
Life finds a way, Ryan.
Life finds a way. The acorn trees are sentient. They, like, 10 years, we will...
it said it happens every 3 to 6 years.
And that they all kind of coordinate, which is weird. Like, it's weird they do it at the same time. It implies some sort of common trigger, at least. At least a common trigger, which is unknown. And
No, they know trees do this, right? Like, trees downwind will change their pheromones if there's too many pests eating it. So,
right.
Are eating up down, you know, if there's pests eating it, and then downwind they change their pheromones so they're less attractive to that pest. Trees are alive, man. You don't even understand, man.
But for some reason, it's cool to eat them.
Man, that's because they ain't got a brain, man.
We don't eat trees. We eat other plants. Trees are like dolphins. Partial humans, right? What's that called?
Non-human mammals, I believe, is what a dolphin is.
Something like that.
Or non-human persons?
Non-human persons, yes, yes.
I think that was pretty cool. And I realized, like, I hear this knocking all the time, and I didn't realize it was uncommon to have this many, but it's like, now that I think about it, it's crazy. I was walking into where I parked my car, and like a wind blew, and like I had to duck for cover because it's like machine gun amount falling down. It's crazy.
It was like eight, and Ryan's like,
it was a lot. I mean, it might have been eight, but they bounced a lot. Were very scary. They were large, eight very large ones, maybe.
They do bounce. That's correct.
That's pretty funny. But so Ryan has been attacked by acorns. Cool.
Happening.
The happening? I can't, like, believe that. No, the move's terrible.
I enjoyed it.
And grass so, just stopped killing everybody.
So Doctor Who is joining the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
One of them,
Matt Smith is going to have a character in the upcoming Star Wars episode 9.
I don't know if I like that. He should stay in his own universe.
Thoughts?
But his universe, remember, his universe is all universes. Doctor Who's universe.
If he showed up as Doctor Who, would that, like, destroy Star Wars?
Not for me. I'd be like, yay, he did it.
I know that guy.
But, yeah. So, it looks, yeah, J.J. Abrams is going through and doing all kinds of casting. Like, his boy is going to be back, whatever the guy he has and everything is
going to be back the in guy, there. The guy from Heroes.
Yeah.
That's how it's I always
like
remember Matt, him.
Yeah, whatever, the cop who's psychic. Yeah. Like, yes, he's going to be back.
But
he was like Wexley or something like that. Yeah, he's going to be back. So,
Dominic Moynihan, who was on Lost and in the Lord of the Rings series, either Pippin or Merry, I can't remember. He'll be in there, and then supposedly everyone's favorite Russian spy / Felicity Carrie Russell, she's going to be in there.
I thought you were talking like Marina Butineva or whatever, that Russian spy. That's always like, hey, NRA guy, do you want to read this Russian oligarch? And they're like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So yeah, they're pulling out a lot of people.
Yeah. So I've was just out Gamescom, which is in Germany. It's a big game convention and stuff like that. So they show a lot of footage from games and stuff like that. The Witcher guys, CD Projekt Red, which is based out of Poland, is making a Cyberpunk 2077 game. And it was behind closed doors, but we finally got to see like a 48-minute gameplay demo of the game. Looks super, super fun. It's like RPG, tons of interactions, tons of ways of getting around situations if you don't want to, like talking to people out of situations. You don't need to fight them if you have the right stats and stuff like that. So it looks really fun.
Is it like a Witcher style, like? Storyline-driven, open-world-y.
Yep, open-world and stuff like that. Like, you try and make your way up from, like, the ground floor. You could, like, oh, cool, like, I want to get in this building. I could try and make contacts with people to get them to let me in, or I could have my hacking score up, and I could hack my way into the building. And then you could do, like the Ripper Dock, so you get, like, the meta, or, like, the augmentation. So you can, like, there's a reason why you have a HUD and stuff like that. It's because you have your eye jacked up, so you can see, like, people's health and people's like resistances to damage, so you can find ways around situations and stuff like that.
Yeah, but where Witcher was third person, this is going to be first person perspective.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot more immersive. They were talking about this on Video Games Weekly this week, and one of the co-hosts actually got to be a part of that 48-minute video and actually play and watch them while they were doing it. And he said, it's just blowing things out of the water with what you can do in that game. And it doesn't require you know, some RPGs you got to pick your class when you begin kind of thing. This does not. Your class evolves as you go, so you're not pigeonholed, you know, into a class. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Although it makes you think, like, what inconsequential choice could you make early on that prevented you from becoming whatever you were hoping to become, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that's not what happens, but I always think that about some of the games where your actions, you know, turn you into what you are kind of thing.
Yeah. But then you got maybe more replayability then, too.
True. Yeah, I suppose you can experiment and learn what things make you what. Graphics look pretty impressive.
Yeah, and they NVIDIA released its next, well, the specs and stuff like that on its next generation of graphics cards. And was it like the 280 RTX is the high-end graphics card that's coming out, because it uses their next big thing that they're working on is ray tracing. So basically in modern games, like if you have a light source, you fudge all the shadows and stuff like that, and you just do multiple layers and passes and stuff like that to create the shadows. But now with this, it built into the graphics card, it'll be able to, you build the light source, you build all the 3D models, and it should give you a natural out-of-the-box look of like how light would bounce off of like simulated material. So it's like, oh, skin absorbs, you know, 40% of that light and then reflects the rest, so that we get a natural like soft sheen to us and like metals and stuff like that. So now like in games and stuff, you'll be able to have like actual windows made of a material that would reflect 100% of the light and stuff like that. So you could make like now buildings and stuff like that will reflect light in what's considered a natural way. But it's also $1,200 for the graphics card.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, the ray tracing, like sometimes I see that in the game dev forums for small indie games, but not in the, it's usually like 2D top down or something, in which case it's all about like a moving light source, yep, moving through a bunch of obstacles. How it's kind of like if you're thinking about like rays of light and something moving through it, it looks kind of cool when the shadow passes through it, or as you change angles the light shifts and goes through this hole or something like that. That could be pretty amazing. I would, even if I just watched videos of it, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and $1,200's a lot, but I mean, my last graphics card was like $450, and it was older, so I'm sure it'll go down in price, and then they'll be really fine. So.
Yeah.
Is Cyberpunk going to be like? Do you bring that up in relation to that, or separate?
Yeah. Well, they released the stats on what it was running on, and I mean, it was running on like high-end stuff, but not like the, it's basically they're saying like it's eight, like the system that they show like the demo and stuff on was like $1,800, so they were like, it's not the biggest, most expensive computer that they could run it on.
Sure.
Stuff, so, but then they were just talking about like how that might not change games soon. Like, don't go out and buy it. Like, a lot of people are like, there's not going to be games that are going to be doing anything with it, because you have to basically get rid of the lighting system you have and use the lighting system that's on the card in order to do that. So you have to kind of build it from the ground up with that in mind.
Okay.
So it doesn't do anything crazy with it out of the bat. They say in the next couple of years, that could be some interesting things.
Probably like physics engines, how those were add-ons that a lot of graphic cards had, that you had to have physics stuff built in that needed that for it to be useful.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of interesting that like, that's like a big thing that's in the front, but most of the stuff with graphics is always like in behind the scenes, where it's like, oh, how can we get more frames per second by doing this little stuff behind the scenes?
Cool.
Speaking of computer games, it's a sad day. The Total War Three Kingdoms got pushed back to spring of 2019 instead of fall of 2018. So everybody who's just living only to wait for that game, like me, you're going to have to wait a little longer. So, and I think a big part is the pushback from the Total War Britannia saga. I mean, they just released like a 500 meg update for that game where they said, sorry, we fucked up. We shouldn't have made it such a shitty game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there were such bad reviews. They just, their campaign portion of that game went so far away from the, what the previous incantations had been that... That doesn't wouldn't surprise me if they're like, we need to slow down a little bit, make sure this isn't going to be the same thing. So.
Which is kind of good, actually.
Kind of, unless you've been living only for waiting for that game. So.
Well, in the short term, it's bad, but in the long term...
Yeah, but if you've been living only for that game and you don't make it until spring of 2019, you're fucked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, on the flip side, if you keep yourself around for the game that much longer... Then the whole world benefits.
Right.
So. No, because the game won't come out until 2019. So the whole world has been shitty for at least another couple quarters.
So, Ryan's guy who directed La La Land, King Giselle or whatever, he's directing his next movie, and it looks like way better than La La Land.
Is that the like, first man with?
Yeah,
was Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Basically, it's a. It doesn't seem that being the first, like being like a, it's about Neil Armstrong, basically, and it doesn't seem to deal. It's just going to deal with the rocket and stuff like that. But it's all the stuff that led up to him being the first man on the moon, like dealing with like how do you talk to your wife and say like, hey, this has got like a 58% chance that we'll make it there and back and stuff like that. How do you deal like the psychological repercussions of like people saying like, is it worth it? You spent millions of dollars on this project. Why do you need to go to the moon? What is it? What is its real purpose and stuff like that? What are we going to find some space rocks up there that are going to be great? So it looks way more interesting than La La Land, Ryan. So I'm sorry.
Oh, it's always good.
But, yeah, so I thought that looked very interesting. And if anyone gets a chance to read, like, the New Yorker, you know, the New Yorker, you know, the prestigious publication, wrote up a long article about the, you know, the cultural, the importance of stuff like of the 25-year journey of Magic the Gathering. I put a link up, too.
Yeah, I read it. Well, I read it a while back. It was interesting. It's kind of long. I was surprised they spent so much time on it.
Yeah, it was definitely long. Yes.
Yeah, I sent it to a friend whose kid is now playing and wants to her to learn, but she doesn't want to learn. And I was like, man, there's so easy to learn, and your kid would love it. Can you imagine if your mom played Magic with you growing up? That would have been awesome. When you were like 8, he's like 8.
Sure. Like when he's 13, he'll be like, no.
Exactly.
But when he's 8, you know.
Well, especially, yes. I don't know. If you're 13, you've got nobody else to play with. You might just take that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it was an interesting read. So.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I mean.
There was one statement, the last statement, and let's see if I can find it from my... I kept it because I thought it was interesting. Well, while I look, we should update our...
It's definitely a long one.
Oh, here we go. It says, he said, they're talking to, I forget the gentleman, his name, who basically took over Magic in the last 10 years or so. He said, if you would want one people to know who don't play, what would you tell them? And he said, what I would want people to, I don't want, he told me to set aside the thousands of cards, the quarter century of history, the many pages of rules. At the heart of it, it's just a fun little game. You can walk in and go as deep as you want, and it will get deep if you keep it go deep, but if you can just go up into your ankles and have fun. Which I thought was a really good kind of metaphor. So, because some people suck at Magic. I mean, they're terrible. They're just getting their ankles in. No, I'm just kidding. But I think the main thing is people think it's really hard to learn, and really, honestly, if you think about it, it's very, very simple on its surface.
Right. Yeah. And that's what the best are. Like, the best things are really simple. Like Othello. Takes minutes to learn, but a lifetime to master.
Yep. And our weekly update of Movie Pass. a board member just resigned this today, citing management difficulties. And actually, it was interesting. The article mentioned that Elon Musk was asked about it, and he said, "I don't think I can make money off that model," which is very telling, being that that guy does everything like put shit into space and build tunnels under California.
Yeah, no kidding. Yikes. Yeah, this near for that for Movie Pass.
Yeah, that shit is fucking. Oh yeah, yeah. And speaking of Tesla, this is, I thought that was pretty funny. Tesla has now just patented automatic turn signals for lazy fucking drivers who can't move their finger up and down 1 inch to say that they're turning their. Basically, like, moving into and out of lanes. So it's basically, if you start turning the wheel enough that you would be moving into another lane, the signal will automatically go off.
Do you guys ever have problems with that? Like, not using your turn signal?
No, because you fucking move your finger up or down 1 inch.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to get more of a neutral report, so if somebody actually does, they wouldn't feel bad about saying it. But
I mean, sometimes you're lazy and you don't do it for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
I'm speaking as if I'm imagining others. I pretty much use my blinker because it's like an automatic sort of.
Right.
You just get used to it.
Yes.
But I can see, I've seen people like who like will switch lanes when there's no one around and they don't use it, thinking that they don't need to indicate anyone. So if they did that enough, and let's say you lived in the middle of nowhere and you never got in the habit, I can see how someone might forget it often, not having gotten the habit.
You know, so, you know what's weird is, like, I've done that, like, once or twice in my life, and every time I do it, I feel bad. Like, there's nobody around, and I fucking don't use a turn signal. I'm like, why the fuck did I not use my turn signal?
Like when you're driving down a road, and you just, like, you turn the signal, and you're like, nobody's there, so it doesn't matter, but you just do it, because it's a fucking habit. Yeah, and you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse though when you accidentally are on a road that has like a pretty heavy curve and you put your blinker on to like follow the road. That's more embarrassing when you're, oh shit.
I just do it. I'm just like, whatever, I'm turning, it doesn't matter. If anyone has a problem with that's really weird that you have a problem with that thing.
You still just feel dumb. You're like, I'm turning left, kind of, as in the road's turning left. No one's watching.
If you want to get rid of money, you want to throw some money away, like on something you'll never use, there's a small little game called Game Development Developer Tycoon, which is on sale for $2.50 this week. It's been on my wish list for a while, but it's one of those games I would buy for $2.50 and never play. So if you feel like just throwing away some money, it's out there.
Actually sounds kind of fun.
It sounds fun, and it looks fun, but I just know that when I buy it, I will never play it.
Really?
Well, it's like half my fucking games I own I've never played. Like, I was going through and looking how many hours I've played some of them, and it's like zero for a lot of them.
Yeah, I think you can get in the mood where you want to look at new games, and you browse them, and you see in their sales, and it's fun to look at them, and then you buy them. And I very rarely go back and look at my library.
Oh, I do it a lot, because sometimes I get bored. I'm like, what do I want to do? I don't feel like this. I don't feel like this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we should talk about the awesome movie we watched Tuesday night.
Easy. That show was funny.
So, Ryan, your thoughts on the movie Hardcore Henry?
I thought it was interesting. It started out, you know, kind of like, hey, cool, it's like a video game. And it was maybe a little bit shallow. There wasn't a ton to it. But then there was that Wickles character who, like, had the multiple grown versions of himself, which I thought was super cool for some reason. I just thought that guy was awesome. You know, so this is a guy who, spoiler alert for this game, is it like 5 years old now?
It's not a game either.
Or it's a movie. It's kind of, it's a transcendent.
And it came out 2 years ago.
Oh, really? That's not
true. Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that he had his laboratory where he was growing clones of himself, which he was able to control through his like super mask psionic thing. It was sweet. I like that guy. And they didn't, there was like, wait a second, didn't that guy die? And then another one popped up, and then they reveal it eventually. That guy was pretty sweet. So I liked it. And the easy at the end was fucking tight. It made me laugh. So it was a good movie. It was fun.
That's pretty funny.
It wasn't too much action for you?
Opening for some reason scene. It was fine. It was for some reason it was fine. It was a lot of action though.
I liked all the clones. I liked that they were all different personifications that he wanted to try out. He had his punk rocker, he had his military colonel, British colonel, and then he had his, you know, sniper, he had his drug-induced porno thing going on. So that was kind of fun to see what was next, what was going to pop up next.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was like a, I liked it it was all like the whole basis of his entire motivation for the thing was like, I gotta save my wife. Oh yeah, this is exactly, we just wanted to give you motivation into your brain to work, you know. So yeah, we're gonna give everyone the motivation to save their wife, so they're gonna be good soldiers that do what they're told, because we're gonna motivate them by doing the one thing that they're trying to save, the one person they love. I thought that was good motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was interesting.
And the fact that he was able to overcome that, like... he was, you know...
adrenaline.
The end was pretty awesome.
I think Dave or maybe it was Ryan who said it. It was like, oh, this is like a zombie killing movie. It's like, they just don't stop coming. Yeah.
It's like, how many guys are actually in those black masks? Chris said that. It was like, they're all the same guys over and over and over, but they're all wearing black masks. And mages. Mages are great until you get a hold of them. If you get a hand on a mage, oh, he's done, Rand.
And slice his head off.
What do you think, Chris?
That's fine. I mean... It's fine. I don't know what else to say. Speaking of movies, when's the next movie that's coming out? Like, I haven't seen anything coming. This is a holiday weekend. There's supposed to be fucking movies coming out this weekend. And there ain't shit. There ain't shit.
I don't think there's really
out.
Anything until October.
Is this like a weekend people go out of town, so they're like, fuck, movie, like historically, so they don't release movies this weekend?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
That could be.
September 7th, Lady Punisher comes out on the 7th. Then the Predator comes out on the 14th. I don't know why it could possibly be the greatest movie of all time. Maybe there'll be an alien that shows up. We don't know.
Uh-huh.
But also, White Boy Rick comes out there on that same day, and that looked pretty good.
I don't know about that movie. I mean, it looks fine, but it also looks like a movie that I would watch in my house basement like 2 years after it came out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I never heard of this White Boy Rick.
You don't know it's based on a true story.
Right. Isn't that the preview we saw before? What movie did we go and see?
Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders.
Remember, Ryan, where it's about the white kid, and it's all like, it's like the youngest person ever to be working with the FBI.
That one actually looks super cool to me. I think they did. They got the like old school. Was it 80s, 70s, or whatever it was? Late early 80s vibe. It was like super spot on, and seemed cool. It seemed good. Right.
Yeah, so, but the 28th is Night School, the one with you saw the preview with the Kevin Hart Where he's like the guy that goes to night school and stuff like that, and it's got who's that lady that's super popular right now? She's a comedian and stuff like that, but she's like
Haddish.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah,
I don't know. You gotta tell me what she's in. I don't know who that is.
She's a comedian, so I don't think she. I don't know if she's been in a lot of movies or anything. But then Venom is on the 5th of October.
What do you know her from, though?
Like, I've just seen her on, like, she was on MTV Moon something, Video Music Awards or something like that.
Okay.
Which was terrible. Because I don't know anything about modern music or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But it looked pretty funny.
Cool.
And, and then we get into October, and then it's, like, Venom and Halloween and stuff like that, and Bohemian Rhapsody is on November 2nd.
There was a interesting article on Vice this week. I talked to Wesley Snipes. It's the 20-year anniversary of Blade, one of the first superhero movies, or comic books, not superhero comic book movies. And they said, "Hey, those reboots are really big right now. If you got rebooted and recasted, who do you think could play Blade now?" And his answer was basically nobody. I'm the only one who could play Blade.
that's like a good. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
His answer. That's just
Like, and he's awesome. Yeah, that's Wesley Snipes.
Is that his thing? I don't.
That's a Denzel answer too. That's what Denzel would say too.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, Wesley Snipes is definitely got an ego about him a lot.
So. Is he good, though? If he's good, then he's got an ego. That makes sense.
But he's just Wesley Snipes. He's like what you expect of him.
Yeah, I haven't seen... I never thought of him... Maybe that's why. I never thought of him as like a top-tier actor. Not that I don't think he did cool movies.
Because he's not a top-tier actor.
Well, I guess, but see, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if he's, like, reacting to that, like, globally accepted, you know, like, he's had a career with lots of movies, and people think he's, like, you're, like, a B-plus actor or something like that. And now he's got a chip on his shoulder, and it's all cocky, you know? Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of really bad, or not really bad, but action stars from the 80s, this came out a while back, I don't know if we ever talked about it, but the special envoy from Russia to the U.S., Steven Seagal, like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, is that a real thing?
That is a real thing. Steven Seagal, and earlier this month, was appointed special envoy to the U.S. from Russia.
Yeah, appointed by Russia.
Right.
Oh. Is that some sort of like honor thing? Like, it's an honor to be. I don't know. That's so weird. That's fucking weird. Maybe he can't explain that. It's just weird.
I think it's Putin fucking with everybody and saying that he knows that Trump's a bitch and that he can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. It he can, it seems. Speaking of which, I thought we were going to talk about conspiracy theories. Because Manchurian Candidate was on my list of believable, probably not even conspiracy theory at this point.
Yeah, I could see that, honestly.
And that's your one? I'm going with the lizard people, buddy.
What is that? What's this? I don't know the conspiracy theory.
Really?
No.
The conspiracy theory is that... like, there have been lizard people living among us for, you know, a really long time who have been secretly running the government in all the higher up things. Like, they're shape-shifting lizard people. It's like people like record, like, look at this, look at Obama's mouth. They zoom in on his mouth and they like show his teeth. And instead of just going like a normal human being, like, oh, cool, it's just shadows on his teeth. They're like, look at his teeth are sharp. Those are sharp teeth, man. Those are lizard people teeth. And shit like that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, the first thing you put in is that 3% of the American public believes that there are lizard people. So if you run into a group and there's 100 people there, the chances are 3 of them think lizard people are real.
Right.
Oh, I would love to put those all that's... three together in one room.
That's funny. I bet you they are in one room. I bet you they're all isolated in certain, like, areas. The lizard people believing areas.
Yeah.
They're, from the Alpha Draconis star system.
Yep. The reptilian elite.
Right, and they go back as far to include the Merovingian dynasty, the Rothschilds, the Bush family, the British royal family.
Like, I'm sorry, if you're from a different planet and you're in the Merovingian time, just take over the world.
World, right.
It's the fucking 16th century. You could just take over the world. We don't have technology. But maybe that's what they did. They just took over the world. We didn't even know. And then they didn't have to fight anybody.
That's true.
All right. If you'd like to know some of the things that how you can spot them, is someone you're looking at have a prominence of green or hazel eyes that change color like a chameleon, but also blue eyes? So basically, if they have green eyes, hazel eyes, or blue eyes, maybe a lizard person. Do they have reddish or red or reddish hair?
What? So anybody from fucking Ireland is a goddamn lizard
right?
person.
Right?
With green eyes.
And here's some good... It's like... Then it just gets weird. It's all like... Low blood pressure. Like, what? Okay. Do you have a love of science and space? Maybe. It's piercing eyes. Okay, you have Dave Pearson eyes. A sense of not belonging to the human race. So stupid. Oh, man. Yeah, and they're like, yes, Obama's eyes are usually not blue or green, so we can maybe change them. You know, maybe. But according to his doctors, Obama has low blood pressure. This is like, he loves science, especially kid scientists. It's like, these are proof that people are using.
Oh, man.
It's funny. They string together a bunch of unrelated, non-useful facts and say, see, lizard man. You have to be, like, nuts.
It's just going through everybody. It's all like, Joe Biden. Definitely nailing it. Listen, it's like Mitt Romney. Verdict is a reptilian. All right, Newt Gingrich is a reptilian. Ted Cruz, probably a reptilian.
What is probably? Like, he exhibits signs, but we're not sure.
It's so funny. It's so dumb. But what else was interesting there? I put a link up, at 1 p.m. Pacific time on, Saturday. That'd be Saturday, yep. They're having a $100,000 charity event featuring your favorite League of Legends streamers. Cutie Pie is going to be there, Skara. Heisendong, like the best Heimer player in the world, is going to be there.
That's Heisendong?
Yeah.
Gift
the guy
the
who's
rift.
Like, Gift the Rift. Yep. Your boy is going to be there. Boxbox.
Boxbox, awesome. Know.
He's a Kali main?
No, Boxbox is a fucking Riven main.
Riven main.
Oh. I always think when I hear Boxbox, I always think Shaco, so I always
Boxbox.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's
So what is the charities here? British Columbia Society for Prevention of Cruelty of Animals, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Last Chance for Animals, and Hope for Justice, Restoring Lives, Reform Society. This is the thing. Whenever I hear about a charity thing and they're like, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, cancer research, helping animals, I'm always like, one of these things, I mean, I'm sure it's a noble cause, but one of these things just doesn't seem to line up.
Yeah. I know.
There was a comedian on a game show. You know how comedians do game shows? They're like, I'm playing for this person. It's like, I'm playing for the Susan B. Anthony Foundation. And the other person's like, I'm playing for the Dogs of America. And the guy's like, oh, great. If you win, that means people are going to die of cancer, but at least we'll save some dogs. And it was a really good fucking response to that kind of thing.
I know. People love their dogs, their pets, too. They're like, they're part of the family. I'm like...
Yeah. I know, I understand that. I mean, you develop emotional ties, but again, I'm on Team Human. I will take any human in the world I will save over, like, my cat. I'm sorry, I just will.
Yeah, I know. I do think, like, it's okay, and you could probably have multiple things in parallel, but I wonder if there's people that would be like, if you were fighting to redirect cancer funding for dogs, now that would be a problem. Now, but if you're just fighting for just, like, separate money, that's okay.
But that's kind of what you're doing in this charity thing, right?
Well, you're usually asking for individuals. You know what I mean? I don't know. It kind of is. But it's more, it's not as direct as, like, at least you're not arguing. If you were going out, and here's your flyer that says, like, 1,000 dogs have sore tippy toes every day, and we need to get them dog socks. You know, and you show a sad picture of a dog with a sad face. And then, like, say, sign our petition to redirect from cancer funding. Nobody does that. Nobody, like, tries to actively say it, you know, outweighs another thing. They just say it's important. So that at least people are that sane.
Yes. That would be so weird. It's like, dogs first! Only the lizard people would want the dogs first.
That's true. You could eat them. Okay.
Is that a Lego car?
Yes. Lego has gone and built a car, fully functional, using their Lego Technic line, and they made it a copy of a Bugatti. But it doesn't drive as fast, of course, but it's using all their Technic line knowledge to make it work. It says, weighing over 1.5 tons, the car's engine contains 2,304 Lego power function motors, 4,032 Lego Technic gear wheels, and 2,016 Lego Technic cross axles.
That's pretty awesome. The wheels are made out of Legos? Like, how the fuck does that stay together?
I mean, I don't know if the wheels
are. No, the wheels aren't. You can, like, yeah. If you go into the pictures, you can see.
Okay. Good.
But, like, the steering wheel is, like,
the dashboard is. Yeah. All the electronics are Lego.
That's pretty interesting, man. Like, you're definitely not going that fast, though.
No.
Theoretical performance of just over 5.3 horsepower. Cool, so you made out just over 5 horsepower, but it took over 13,438 man-hours when in development and construction of the vehicle. That's pretty cool.
It's amazing. I'm impressed. I'm impressed that they didn't just wrap the outside and keep an internal combustion engine in the middle and all that shit, and they used actual Lego parts to power it. That impresses me. Good job, Lego.
Yeah.
Good job, Lego.
It's hilarious. Looks like it looks good, too. It looks just like the other one.
It does look like a car.
Well, you see the picture next to the real car? It looks just like the real car.
It drives so slow.
There's the video of it driving.
Is it just inching along?
Yeah, and they make super epic, though. They're all like,
they got the music behind it.
So good, dude.
I like the guy in it is wearing, like, race car suit. It goes, one mile an hour. That's
and all the comments are, like, basically, this thing might actually be more expensive than an actual Bugatti, considering the price of Legos.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, about 40 seconds in the video, they can actually see them working on the motor before they put it in.
Oh, man. That's pretty funny.
Sweet.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, other than that, I don't have much of anything. Like, we are in the
kind of slow.
You're in the depths
cycle.
Of summer. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. We can be done. Without Adam, it just feels wrong anyways. So.
Right.
It's all your fault, Adam. That's what I'm getting at. It's all your fault. Yep. Ryan, you want to try to bring us home?
Sure. Which voice should I use today? I'm not going to try to be Adam. Adam can't be replicated.
There's only one A-Dubs.
Pretty sure you could use a lizard man to replicate Adam.
Well, I'm not a lizard man, otherwise. So you can send us email at thegeeksdeckstore@ftw@gmail.com. FTW is for the win. You can go to Facebook at Geeks Next Door, facebook.com/geeksnextdoor. And then, let's see, we got a website, too. geeksnextdoor.xyz. Just plain old XYZ. You want to say .com. It's like a thing you kind of say all the time after URLs, but it's just .xyz, and that is a real URL.
Yes, it's a real URL if you want to get a virus from Ryan that he's been cooking up for many, many weeks.
Or modules from Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. What did you say our email address was again?
I don't remember. You can rewind it, but I said it perfect. I know that for damn sure. I think I said geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com.
Okay, good job. Anybody want to correct Ryan, or are we good?
Ryan, are you okay with what you did?
Dave's like, I think he did it right, but I don't know better, so...
Exactly, that's a Dave answer. Okay, all right, that's good. Good job, Ryan. You're taking Adam's job. Adam, Ryan wants to kick you out. Sorry, man, I'm advocating for you, but Ryan wants to kick you out. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.